Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. Today it's just me, Sam, which is so weird because we haven't done any minute. Whoa, oh my gosh, I literally can't talk. This is the second time I've started recording this minisode because I got like a minute and a half in and I just really didn't want to have to edit anything out of this, and I messed up so many words because I've already worked my full-time job today and I'm just like a little in my like delirious time in the PM. But yeah, super excited. We haven't done minisodes in a while, and for the next 2 weeks we are uploading minis. So mine is this week and Issa's is next week, and we're doing this because we have some very, very special stuff in the works. And before I tell you more about that, this is a minisode, so what other will I do in the beginning besides tell you a little ASMR what I'm drinking? So currently I have a glass with some ice and a strawberry lemon poppy. Very delicious. I'm so excited. That's what I'm going to be drinking for this minisode. I'm going to set it down so that there's not like ice noises happening every time I talk, because oh my goodness, here I am banging into everything. Okay. If you guys didn't know, I record in my bed because I don't have a desk or like a desktop. Like I don't have a desk set up in my room. And so I record in my bed and it's just like not fun. So if you ever hear like weird noises, it's me moving around and all that stuff. So yeah. Anyways, back to where I was. So we have a lot of fun stuff happening. And by the time this episode is up, you know that we are doing our week of love for the whole week of Valentine's week. So like that Monday through Saturday, we have daily episodes every single day with a new guest, and not just any guests. Every single day we have a romance author on the podcast with us because we love our author friends, and a couple of them have releases that week. Some of them are just some of our favorite people to have like some fun chats with. And so yeah, we're so excited. We've already recorded a couple of those interviews, so we cannot wait for you guys to listen to those because we learned so much from our author friends and they have such great advice for you as well. And oh my gosh, I just love them so much. It's been so fun already. And so make sure you tune in to the Likewise Week of Love. First annual Week of Love. So amazing. Look at us. We said we weren't going to do daily episodes again after Podmas, but I think internally we knew we were lying to ourselves a little bit. Like, we knew we had some like desire to do daily episodes again, like still lingering in us. So super, super exciting. But for my mini today, let's just get right into it. I'm going to be talking about the soft girl revolution. Now, I'm pretty sure I took that from like, that's like the title of the actual Glamour article I read. Guys, I love Glamour articles. There's something about them. They have, the ones that I have read have been such good, like fun analyses on like pop culture, our society, like these trends and things. So like when Issa and I did our Where Have the Tweens Gone episode, we kind of like started thinking about that. I mean, we had already been thinking about the fact that there's like no tweens anymore the way that there was when we were tweens, which, oh my gosh, still such a discussion today. The Sephora 10-year-olds, come on. But that was a Glamour article and it was like very thought-provoking, and so is this topic. It was one kind of a long time ago. I've had this all noted out for months, honestly, and then just never used it. So we're coming back to it now because I really didn't want it to sit on the back burner and never get recorded. So yeah, I'm so excited for this topic. I think about this every day. Like, this is actually one of my many Roman empires. I can't call it my Roman empire because I say that about too many things. So the soft girl, what is it? Who is she? I know we've all seen it online. And it kind of reminds me, you know, a little bit of fat girl. And I don't know, there's just like these lifestyle trends that are really pushed on young women in the media And I mean, they're not necessarily like, they don't intend and start off to be pushed on young women, but they like kind of spiral and become so trendy that they feel like it's like you're either this or you're not. Like, you know, that was kind of like the whole That Girl thing. And That Girl, I feel like, kind of ended and developed into more and more things. Then you get like Soft Girl, and then you have this surge of so many. I mean, now there's like the whole aesthetic debate of like mob wife aesthetic being in, which I never even saw anybody say that. I've only seen people say like you're stupid for saying that. So, did it ever happen? Probably. But I guess I'm just on the right side of social media where all I see is people rejecting these like new wild aesthetics that pop up and like promote overconsumption and fast fashion, like micro trends, everything. So, yeah, I feel like I'm gonna get on so many tangents in this episode because ever since I made these notes, there's been so many more debates in like social media, pop culture in general, on things that kind of tie back into this. So I hope I'm not a mess, but also, so what? Like, if I'm a mess, I don't care. So yeah, so I don't know. I just kind of feel like this all ties back into just like lifestyle trends on social media, and my recognition of it in the last couple years really does start with That Girl, and then that went away a little bit, and it's now just the Soft Girl. And I feel like there's another one that I was thinking of that came off of this, but I'm blanking on it now. So just a little rundown of what the Glamour article talks about. It mainly talks about how young women today are like rejecting girl boss culture, so to say, for a life of leisure. Because honestly, who doesn't want that? I mean, yes, a lot of people want a girl boss still, but like, I think so many of us have in this last year been falling into this, like, I just want to like be able to be at home and do my hobbies and live my silly little life and just enjoy life rather than like hustling and doing all this stuff, right? And so this does also tie back to Issa and I talking about like our career's dead, like that whole topic we talked about a while ago. But yeah, so that's what the article focuses on. So I have a couple quotes that I just thought were intriguing that I want to share. So it says, for many Gen Z women who have entered the workforce during the past few years, their greatest dream increasingly is to have the chance to achieve nothing. Just really that whole like careers are dead thing. Like, we want to just work and then be able to like go live our life. And people don't want to like, or not everyone, I'm not like generalizing here, but like a lot of people in Gen Z don't want to tie like their life and their success and everything to their like day job. And so that article also says, like, welcome to the world of the soft girl, the lifestyle choice that many young women are now holding up as an ideal. The soft girl doesn't value the grind or getting ahead. She prioritizes slow living. Her days are filled with a nearly obsessive focus on self-care, from making the perfect morning smoothie to tending to her skin and trading in hardcore HIIT workouts for leisurely, cozy cardio. Long term, the soft girl dreams of making dinner for her husband and, if she's got them, staying home with her kids. She's not interested in making her partner or fun founding oh my gosh, this was hard to read, or founding her own company. She's in touch with her feminine energy, her menstrual cycle, and her moods. And so all that to say, to paraphrase, it really is just like there's this focus and this ideation and this like thought that this like slow, calm, cozy lifestyle where it's kind of like you get to just make each day what you want, you get to go to Pilates, you get to go home and just do your self-care and clean and organize and do whatever, is like this huge like dream life for people again. And I do think this is interesting just to think about how like COVID and everything and being so shut down, like people wished they could just get back to like regular life, and then now people are like, I want to do nothing again. So I think that's very interesting. And I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting like your day to be like this. Like, there's really nothing wrong with this. This also, oh my gosh, tell me why that whole last quote I read from the article was like, sounded like all the TikToks of people talking about how like influencers are like, day in my life, I have a lot of things to do today. I have Pilates and then I need to do my skincare and then I have a nail appointment. Like, remember when people are talking about that? And then it's like, and I have to open all these PR packages. So, I don't know. That quote just reminded me of that. It's like, wow, like, you really do have such a busy day with so many errands. Like, work day in my life. Which, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with that. I actually think so many of us want that and want to be able to just do what we want every day, feel like a weekend, like, that's the goal sometimes. It's just funny that now, like, reading that, it's like, wow, this does relate to a lot of the current debates on social media. But another thing that kind of is just, like, a central idea from this, like I said, is that our generation has, like, stepped away from the whole, like, girl boss thing. So, like, our generation has literally watched the collapse of girl bossism, like, everything that occurred with, like, the tech boom. Like, the article called it tech boom girl bossism, and I think that needs no explanation. And basically our generation has just stepped back, because after we watched this whole like collapse of being a girl boss, I mean, like, that's actually does not look appealing to us at all. We all just like stepped back and said, what if we just didn't try so hard? Like, what if we just lived life? Because like suddenly, like, I feel like when we were younger, or at least me, I love how I'm saying we, like, all of you are the exact same age as me, but when I was younger, and kind of in, like, middle school, early high school, and there was so much of the, like, girl boss culture things, like, in every magazine I read, like, in Teen Vogue, like, all these pages of, like, all these celebs that are just, like, it's like Taylor Swift and all these people who are doing this, and it's like, wow, yes, girl boss. And I don't know, watching a lot of YouTubers and creators like start other companies and do all this stuff, I was just like, wow, that's so awesome. I feel like our generation had this like unique perspective growing up of like it being fed to us that like we should want to like chase success. There's this whole thing of like having all these side hustles, like we all were told that we should make all of our hobbies a career, like make any hobby you have into a side hustle, which is great for some people, but also some of us, like, you know, sometimes your hobby should just be your hobby and should just be your way to step away, like escapism and reading and all these things. So a hobby doesn't have to be a career. Not every hobby has to be turned into a stream of income, okay? Let's get on that page. So, I don't know. What if we just didn't try so hard? That would be awesome. It would be amazing to not have to try so hard. And I think that's what this all comes down to is like, well, the reality is like most of us have to work and most of us need to find these sources of income to get by and survive. And like, I couldn't just up and quit my job right now so that I could pursue the podcast full time and just like record every day, do whatever. Like, that would be awesome. But like I said, like, I went to my full-time job today and now I'm recording this tonight because it's like my one of 2 days of the week that I'm like home alone for an extended period of time in the evening. So it's just so interesting. It's like, well, I am really passionate about my side hustle, so I am going to try really hard to like work on it in my little free time I have from having to work a full-time job. It would be amazing if I could just say like, yeah, actually I'm gonna quit this job and I can just like create social media content at home for myself all day, and I can actually keep my room clean for once, and instead of going to work I can post get ready with me's and like clean my room with me's every day. But I can't. But yeah, it's just kind of funny. It's like, there's this whole thing like of like, what if we just didn't try so hard? Well, we kind of have to try really hard. Like, that's the hard truth, is like, it's a very unattainable lifestyle for a lot of people. And so, There's also this weird question about it because obviously this like slower lifestyle and wanting to live the soft girl life is kind of seen as like very calm, very cozy, and like organized and balanced and all that. So there's kind of this question of like, could this lifestyle prevent burnout? Because obviously in the US, there's like really terrible work-life balance. I'm not the most well-versed on other countries and this, but like the article talked about how other countries are way, way better than America, obviously, than when it comes to work-life balance. And that ours is just like, yikes. And I think that's part of why girl boss culture is like becoming embarrassing almost. Like it's not trendy anymore to be a girl boss because it's like, hey, hustle culture is toxic. And it sucks that like you are conditioned to believe that you need to create so many side hustles and do all this to think and like to make success for yourself. Which I mean, I'm so back and forth all the time on what I want to believe on this, and I think it's a complicated issue, and I think if people want to be a girl boss, let them girl boss. And if people don't want a girl boss, they don't have to girl boss. And that's the tea. But I do think it's important to like recognize like where it comes from, and like even outside of starting a bunch of side hustles and doing all these things, like even something like the like double work day for mothers, like say you're like a working mother, you go to work, you come home, and then you're gonna have more labor still, you know. There's that whole emotional and still physical sometimes labor of children when you get back to the house after say you already worked a full-time job, so you are constantly working and you're never not working is the idea of that. And it's, I don't know, so on one hand I want to say like, yeah, being a soft girl and wanting to just be a soft girl and not a girl boss could totally prevent burnout. But I do think where a lot of this comes back to, like, I think we can experience burnout in, like, daily routines in general, too. Like, I mean, think about things as easy as, like, a reading slump. Like, I don't know, I try to imagine myself, I'm like, what if I was a soft girl, and after a week of being a soft girl, I was tired of it because I was getting stir crazy, or I missed being able to, like, go to my job, or I don't know, getting really bad reading slumps. I'm having a hard time finding good examples for this, but I don't know, it's just, it's hard to think about. It's like, could this prevent burnout? I think so. Like, obviously there's a big work-life balance problem, and maybe like what about being like a part-time soft girl? Like, is that an option? Like shortening the work week and having like longer weekends, shorter work weeks, shorter work days, even like the fact that in the winter it's dark when you leave for work, dark when you leave work to go home, you do not see sunlight in a lot of places. That I think to me that seems like a problem, and I'm just gonna say it's a problem. So not to talk too much about that because this is a mini-sode, and I realize I don't think I'm actually giving you anything of that much value as much as I'm just thinking this through in my head and just discussing and having a very long train of thought with, like, I think I'm having plot holes. That is my best way to think about it, is like, oh, I'm talking and then I get on a different point and a different point and a different point, and I never circle back to finish and give you like an actual good nugget of information from point number one. So that's what you get. That's what you get when you come and have a mini-sode with me. Okay. Wow. Yes. I love this point. When you work a lot, you start to value different things, which is so true. And obviously this is something that you kind of learn in, I mean, for me personally, I've learned a lot in my early 20s. I know other people learn this earlier, later, whatever. But I think about my time as a college student, and how I maybe started to value different things than I did as a high school student, but it was still very education driven. I still had assignments and all this stuff. I just maybe had more extracurriculars when I was in college, like being in a sorority, being in leadership positions. So I started to also highly prioritize the things going on in that part of my life. Now that I work full time, I've been in the same job for over a year, and I moved, I experienced living alone, moving in with a significant other, and now still living with a significant other, but adding in another roommate. Like, life is constantly changing, but I do work a lot because I work full time. And so obviously I am valuing different things, and I really do, because I have had to, like, I don't know, I really value staying on like a good routine for having like a healthy relationship with food, because I work a lot, because I know it's going to take a lot more effort since I'm working to plan and prepare and make sure I'm like have my ingredients to cook dinner every night and not have to go to the store every day. It's just like I value my Sunday routine so much. And like maybe in college I would have been like lazy over a weekend, but now I really value being productive in my weekends so that I can do the things that I like to do or want to do or need to do to take care of myself, because I work so much during the week. And so, like, I really value my alone time in the evenings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I really value my Saturdays and Sundays because I try to, like, read more on the weekends. And so it's kind of like all the things that, like, I mean, I guess not necessarily valuing, but it's like how I want to prioritize my time has become very shaped by my work schedule, which I think is very frustrating and annoying, because it's like I want to shape my life around what works best for me and what's going to make me feel the best, but I have to do it around like this 8-to-5 schedule that I'm like stuck to, you know? But it's just a learning process. And like now, because my boyfriend and I want to value being active, but work gets in the way of that, especially for him. He's an accountant and it's busy season, so it's rough. But because we want to value still being active, but then it's winter, so we don't, like, it's too dark and cold to go on walks at night than it once was. So now we're like, okay, we need to start trying to wake up early on the weekdays and go to the gym before we get ready. Well, that's been really hard because it's cold, and so we've wanted to just, like, not get up and go. So it's just, like, it is a big learning process, and it's hard to not, like, beat yourself up when you're not following through on those things you want to be doing, because there is this like intense tie to productivity, which I think is something that's very like opposed by this whole soft girl thing. It's like soft girls are productive, but it's not forced productivity. It's like healthy, balanced productivity that isn't like you're not putting yourself on this intense, like, regimen of, like, hour by hour, minute by minute schedule of my day because I have to fit in all the things I want to do around my 8-to-5 job. So, it's so interesting to think about. I don't have right answers for you, but it's just, like, cool to think about, like, oh, how is this lifestyle aesthetic that I'm consuming on TikTok and the influencer I watch, how is that, like, how do I see it? Do I see it as something that's unattainable for me? Do I see it as simply just like a visual aesthetic? So like, you know, you start to see like maybe people who can't attain the full soft girl lifestyle want to reach and grab on to the one thing they can obtain from it, which could be like the visual aesthetic. So maybe you can't be a soft girl, but you could at least look like one. So you could have very minimalist decor in your house. You could dress very minimal. You can have slick back every day. You could wear neutral colors and just business casual or like athleisure, you know? Like if you can't attain the full lifestyle, I think that's when people a lot of time go to just attain the physical, visual aspect of it. Or like if I were to post on social media, could I make posts that make me look like a soft girl. It's become like it goes from being a lifestyle to a full-blown aesthetic that's trendy on social media. So, my last little chunk of talking is all just about building a sustainable lifestyle and not talking about recycling, even though that's pretty important too. Which I talked about a little bit. Like, obviously for me, working full-time, I've had to learn how to implement different routines in my life so that, like, I could still read as many books as I want to. I can still work out a good amount of times a week. I can still have time with my partner. Like, we just, since it's busy season for him and he has a lot of nights he works late, we just started doing every Friday night is date night. And so we've been, like, alternating who plans, like, an activity for us to do. And it doesn't have to be anything huge. It could just be, like, at home. But we make sure that, like, we eat together every night. So there's, like, things like that we, like, make sure we do. Like, we eat together and, like, cook together, or, like, before the other person gets home. We eat together, we watch a show, we make sure we go out on Fridays, just all these things. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about my coughing. I'm just so parched, I need my puppy. But, yeah, it really is all just, like, about balance when you want to be, like, building a sustainable lifestyle, because I think that's kind of like a common ground with, like, why people want to be a soft girl so bad, is that, like, maybe you don't have this, that, like, kind of balance in your life, and that's something you could implement. And obviously, like, you don't want to lean into any extremes. Like I said, I'm not just gonna go quit my job and be a soft girl. But you don't have to, like, lean into the extreme, especially with these trendy lifestyles or aesthetics that are popping up, because, like, it's kind of like that whole, like, the mob wife aesthetic thing. Like, every time there's a new trend or a new aesthetic that people want to push in social media and be like, this is the new trend, buy all these clothes so you can dress like this. You don't have to. You really don't have to. You don't have to participate in the newest, most popular trend if it's, like, not your vibe. Like, not your style. Oh, but this person said mob wife aesthetic is in, so I think I need to buy this fur coat. And I don't like red lipstick, but I think I should be wearing it. I don't even know if that was what people were saying. I'm making stuff up. But it's like, you don't have to just jump into the extreme. Like, I really think, like, you could spend time to craft the style you want. You can still participate in trends as much as, like, I like trends. I got my chunky little platform mini bear paw because I don't want to buy UGG. Because, I mean, I have a discount at work for these bear paws. You know, the platform mini Uggs. I love that trend. I think they're cute. I have a pair. I love them. Or, what's another one? Oh my gosh, guys, remember in 2018 when Emma Chamberlain made the teddy coat the most popular item in everybody's closets? It took the, like, it took everybody by storm. It took the indie art kids by storm. It took the girly girls by storm. Like, it took everybody's closet by storm. I bought them. They were being sold everywhere, but there was, like, the ones that were, like, actually cute, and the ones that were, was it the urban ones? I don't know, but, like, they were always sold out. It was just, like, the trend. And then it went away because everybody was like, we don't care about this anymore. This year, I feel like it's been back. Like, I've been seeing a lot more, like, Sherpa teddy stuff again. And, like, this last winter. I just think it's funny. It's like, trends get recycled. New microtrends pop up all the time. And the second there's, like, a new one, you want to, like, there's a desire to just throw the old one away because it's, like, not relevant anymore. And you're like, this is not actually my style. I think that I have these houndstooth vests, like, sweater vests. That was a big trend in 2021. And now it's kind of gone. I still have mine because I like them. But it's like all these trends, like the things that made people want to like sprint to Shein and buy everything. It's just like, is it worth your time and your money? And yeah, is it like, I think it's fine to participate in trends and get something if you really like it. But it's also important to step back and be like, do I want to be part of this? Like, is this me, and am I gonna like this tomorrow? Like, It's, you really don't have to jump into the extreme on everything. All right. And then just another quote from the article was, to me, a soft life is akin to getting out of the rat race, to putting yourself first over hustling or some unattainable idea of success that continues to leave you unfulfilled. A soft life doesn't mean not working or just giving up on accomplishing things. For me, it's about reprioritizing your life and your work around your own peace, contentment, and fulfillment wherever possible. So that was all said by Fiona Cochan, who, like, has founded and owns, like, skincare brands, I believe. But I do like this idea that, like, to most people, this idea of having this, like, soft life, being a soft girl, is, like, just having a more sustainable and balanced lifestyle and doing things that are fulfilling to you and not just, like, going about your day-to-day doing work that isn't, like, contributing to your, like, fulfillment, which is not always possible. Like I said earlier, like, a lot of us have to do work, and sometimes that's very unfulfilling work. But that being said, you can also maybe take some time to do some reflecting of how you can shift and add things, take things out, like, reschedule some things, do what you need to do to make sure you're still getting other fulfilling things into your life. So yeah, I just thought this was such an interesting, fun little topic to chat about, because there's just, like, I don't know, there's always a lot of discourse on all my socials about, like, don't play into these aesthetics, or, like, the soft girl is so unattainable, you can't just be that girl. Like, there's all these things, and we never really dive into, like, what does it really mean? Is it attainable? Should we shame people for living this lifestyle or posting about it? Like, if they're like, how to be that girl? Should we be mad at them? Or should we let them just do it? You know? Anyways, I just think it's so fun, and I'm so glad if you've listened this far. I hope you enjoyed listening to me rant and talk, not on a very consistent path. And I'm super excited to listen to Issa's mini-sode next week, and I hope you are too. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at likewise_pod to see all of the news and updates about Week of Love, who our guests are, when their episodes come out, and all of that good stuff. We cannot be more excited. And yeah, thank you for all your love and support always. Bye.